Over the weekend, there were many appeals to remain calm and to listen to each other in the aftermath of the shootings last week of police officers in Dallas and the shootings by police officers that prompted the original protest. And there was at least one suggestion for actually doing something about it. More after this from Charlie. Everyone seems to have the right words. The Secretary of Homeland Security.
An eye for an eye leaves everybody blind.
The Mayor of Dallas.
Can we disagree without demonizing?
The President of the United States.
I'd like all sides to listen to each other.
Others, like former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, say the real problem is not the police, it's the level of violence in black neighborhoods.
So a black will die 1% or less at the hands of the police and 99% at the hands of a civilian, most often another black.
But that's not the only problem. It came out over the weekend that Philando Castile, the cafeteria manager shot while he sat in his car after being stopped for a broken taillight, had been previously stopped for various infractions 51 times. On NBC's Meet the Press, former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey had one suggestion for fundamental change. He suggested getting rid of smaller police departments, which may have less robust training programs, and merging them with larger ones so that policing is more consistent across the country.
I would try to cut the number in half because you're always going to have these kinds of issues as long as you have this many departments with different policies, procedures, training, and the like.
In any case, ready or not, the next big test is almost here.
You got two conventions coming up, and I don't think they're going to go without some incident taking place.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.